Prime Video brings thrilling entertainment. Watch Heavyweight Detective Reacher Season 3, included with Prime.
Exactly how much danger is this job putting me in?
Treat yourself to the lovably chaotic Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, available to buy.
Did you have sex
last night?
Yes, and it was amazing!
Whatever you're into, it's right here. Prime Video. Click or tap the banner to find out more.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, June 4th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Reddit is suing Anthropic, saying the AI startup used the site's data for commercial purposes without a licensing agreement, violating user data policy. The lawsuit references a 2021 Anthropic research paper that details the usefulness of Reddit data in AI model training. Reddit has licensing deals with OpenAI and Google, but said it had tried and failed to reach an agreement with Anthropic. A spokeswoman for Anthropic said the company disagrees with Reddit's claims and will defend itself vigorously. Meta is in talks with Disney, A24, and other smaller production companies to feature exclusive content on its new premium virtual reality headset to be launched next year. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The new device, known internally as Loma, is set to rival Apple's Vision Pro. Meta is offering millions of dollars for episodic and standalone immersive video based on well-known intellectual property. A Meta spokesman referred to comments by its CTO about the company working on many prototypes, not all of which go into production. And CrowdStrike says it's cooperating with federal authorities in connection with an incident last July when a bug in the company's software knocked millions of computers offline. The outage delayed thousands of flights, broke back-end systems, and rendered laptops temporarily unusable. According to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the cybersecurity firms at the Justice Department and the SEC have requested information related to the incident and other matters. Shares of CrowdStrike fell more than 5% today. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.